Hebrews 11:1 tells us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? So I've got a testimony I want to share with y'all. So we talked about not relaxing in our 2019 faith, that the year wasn't over last Sunday. So Terry and I had been believing for months for an insurance check to come in. And, hey, check's in the mailbox. That's all you got to believe for. And for months, all year long. And we just didn't relax our faith. We got a check, I guess, 2 days ago. Yeah. Yeah. What was it, Thursday? Thursday. And, of course, then Thursday was 2020. But the check was dated December 30th, 2019. Amen. Don't relax your faith. It doesn't matter how much what the natural time clock looks like. Amen. It's coming in. So our 2019 faith is complete. Now we're moving into our 2020 faith, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to worship and to honor you. Father, we thank you for what you have in store for us, and we give you the honor and glory for today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
All right, if you place your... Hello. If you place your prayer request and visitor information in the offering, Wednesday night Bible study is at 7. We will not have prayer this afternoon like we usually do. Next Sunday, special offering day, so be getting prepared for that, praying about it, and so forth. And I just wanted to share, I saw a quote this morning on Facebook that someone had posted, and I really liked it. It says, "As long as you decide to see yourself as a victim, you won't experience the taste of victory." So how do you see yourself? Exactly. Is every day going to be sunshine and roses? Probably not. But even if it doesn't start out in a spectacular, stellar way, you don't have to sit there in the mire and the muck. Stir yourself up. Stir up the gift within you. Stir up the Holy Spirit within you.
Amen.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. And you won't stay in that mud for very long, I guarantee. We all, you know, there are things that we are dreaming for. There are things that we are believing for from years past. And like Jay said, just because the year is over that maybe that word was given or whatever, it's still there. It is still there. So start your day by prayer. Get in the Word. Grab you a cup of coffee. It's good stuff. Get that Bible out and just pray and let your day start like that. And I guarantee you it won't take long for a day that may not be so stellar and spectacular to just get right on up there into the atmosphere with the Lord Himself.
Amen.
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 Let's all bow our heads for a second. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Jesus knows. Father, we do thank you for what's been said. As Judy was sharing, Lord God, that you are the power behind us, but we have to participate. We have to enter into and we have to do some things. We have to put you first. And Lord, then good things always happen. So, Lord, we thank you for 2020, and, Lord God, we give you praise for it. and thanksgiving in advance. It's going to be a great and glorious year. And Lord, we believe that you cause good things to happen for us all the time. And our faith moves mountains. And we speak to the year 2020 and declare it to be victorious in every area of life. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen.
Amen.
2020. I can see 2020.
That's right.
What do y'all think? I think it's very cool. I need to get this plastic out here, though. It sure makes you look a little bit weird out there. But anyway, we can thank Burdale for these. And he put one in each offering thing. So, no, he's not here. He's gone. His nephew's being baptized today, so he went to church there today. But anyway, happy 2020. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Always good to have a little fun.
Amen.
We may wear them tonight at our thing. Anyway, I just need to share a little bit about tonight. I pray that you all come back. This is something that's very, very important to our community, to us, to the pastors, and most importantly, to God. Because we are the body of Christ. And just because the name on your building says one thing doesn't mean we're not brothers and sisters. And our brothers and sisters and we have entered into, and things are going well among the churches. So we're going to be celebrating tonight here at 6 o'clock. And at 6, we'll have praise and worship and some more things to share and do this and that. And then at around 6:30, we'll break out into 5 classes. We'll name them tonight. One is on praise and worship. I'm doing it. And then there's others, and they'll name those out. And you can go where you want to. One meeting here, one in the chapel, one in the fellowship, one in Sunday school, adult Sunday school room. And then the youth will probably meet in the nursery. We're going to push the toys over and put you some chairs in there, okay? So anyway, meet in there, so you won't have to go upstairs. But tonight's going to be a big night. Unity in the community, and that's what this is all about. And then after about a 20, 30-minute session in these classes, come back in here, and we'll do an offering and a little more praise and worship, not much. And then Brother Cole is going to share a little bit. Then we're all going to take communion together. And that's really, really important. It's good for us to be together. We are in the body of Christ. I know this is pleasing to God. So anyway, tonight at 6, we're supposed to be out here around 8:15, and we won't have anything afterwards, but that's okay. And so God is good. Amen. So this is tonight. Loving, caring, sharing throughout the community is what our mantra is. So that's what we're doing. And tonight, a unity and fellowship night tonight. So be praying about this. And please come. And nobody's going to make anybody do anything they don't want to do. So anyway, but if you don't come, I'm kidding. Emerald, I started to say something about you. Aren't you glad? All right. Praise God. Everybody good? I'm telling you, last Sunday was great. We had a great message. We're going to continue that out a little bit today, talking about 2020 for faith outreach and what God's got in store for us. I know you got some things in your own heart, but God's going to give us clear vision. Clear vision in 2020, okay? Let's say it out loud. I have 2020 vision in 2020. I can see clearly now. That ought to stick to you. That song ought to be playing in your head. I can see clearly now. Praise God. God is so good, good, good. And we have some folks that need prayer. We'll talk about that later. And during praise and worship, most of us know to do this, and the Holy Spirit just leads people to do what they need to do, which is very good. But if you have a prayer request or you need prayer, someone to pray with you, or you need prayer, whatever, during praise, just come up. We'll pray for you. There's plenty of people in this building that can pray. But we don't want to neglect that. Amen? Because it's very, very important to leave here better than when we got here.
Amen?
Amen? So praise God. I feel like preaching today. Lee, better say amen, brother. I'll just keep going. Praise God. Y'all ready to worship the Lord?
Yeah.
Let's jump to our feet.
got enough jumpers. Now I know Verdell's not here and white men can't jump. But I know we can. And we need to at least do that. You know, we used to, a long time ago, we would practice rapturing. And it's good. Of course, we was a lot younger back in those days, too, about 20 years. But on count of three, we'd just all jump. Practice rapturing. Gravity always overrun, but anyway. But it's good to jump.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, everybody ready?
Yeah.
I can jump higher than I could before, right? Okay, this is your opportunity. The camera's rolling. Pan the congregation for us, because we want records of this. Because Paige is going to jump over into the next pew. I just know she is. And if you want to jump on a pew, you go for it. Just don't run over anybody. Okay? Y'all ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3.
I want to jump higher than before.
Yeah!
I want to shout a little louder than before.
Woo!
Sing a little louder than before.
Whoa,
I want to spin wilder than before.
Do something. Come on, holler.
Him.
Every praise to our God, every word of worship in one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God, glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God.
Let this place here
Lord,
Somebody's about to receive it right now.
Lord of the
Don't wait. Don't wait.
We worship
right now.
You.
Deliverance.
We worship you.
In Jesus' name.
Lord of the
breakthrough. Breakthrough.
Lord of the
praise you, God.
Praise you till the walls fall. I'm gonna praise you till the chains break.
Oh, we worship you.
Yes, Lord. My trust is in you. I'm gonna praise you till the walls fall. I'm gonna praise you till the chains break. Somebody give him a hand. Jesus, he's so worthy. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Jesus. Oh. He's God even when I don't deserve it. Did you hear that? He's God even when I don't deserve it.
Yes.
His
amen.
Grace.
Amen.
Jesus.
Just continue to worship. Jesus is the breaker. He's already broken the door down. He's already gone before you. His word goes before you. It will not return void. It will accomplish what it's sent to do. Stand on the word of God. You want to change your future? Speak the word of God. You want to change your future? Speak the word of God. Consistently speak the word of God until it becomes who you are. And you are prosperous. You are healed. You are well. And I got something else this morning too by the Lord. If you believe, if you have a family member or a close friend who is going through an adverse situation, sickness, financial, whatever it may be, depression, whatever it might be, we're going to pray right now for the breaker.
Amen.
And we're going to believe God. Yes. He's going to go for it, and they're going to be set free. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
Think about Dennis.
Yes.
There's some more people in my mind this morning that need that breakthrough. They need to be here. Every seat ought to be filled up, top and bottom. Stand in line to get in here because the power of God is in here. I don't know what it's going to take to get people awakened to the fact that right here in Oklahoma, Mississippi, you can get anything you need from God. That's not a negative. I don't know what it's going to take, but I know this. It's going to work. Yeah. It's going to happen. Our faith is out there. Every seat's filled and everyone's full of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. We ain't got room enough to keep them. That's God's plan. You never have room enough to have all He wants. He wants to pour it out on you where you don't have room enough to store it. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm speaking to all churches that are preaching the gospel. They should not struggle. Amen. They should be prosperous and alive and vigorous. Amen. Amen. Have a righteous attitude about things. It's right to grow. It's right to be strong. It's right to run with God. It's right to do these kinds of things. Amen. It's right to run and jump and shout and preach and do all that we do around here. It's the right thing to do. How else am I going to show God I love Him? Amen. Glory to God. We do it by showing up. We do it by showing out for Him. We do all we can do. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. What about y'all? No, no, no. We're not. No, no, no. I'm decreeing that by the love of God is going to get so rich and so deep in this area that the Holy Spirit will draw people where they're supposed to be. And a lot of them's going to be right here. Amen?
Amen.
Do you agree with me on that?
Yes.
No doubters?
No.
Okay, we agree.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We certainly appreciate the ones that always show up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I just sort of took over here. Are we through?
We can do the offering.
We can do the offering. Thank you, Holy Ghost. All right, you may be seated. Y'all are the best, you know that. And we're going to be better in 2020. What do you think? Glory be to God forever and forever. Okay, Diane. Wow.
I was reading my Bible this week, and I was reading this, and it says, when the wise men, when they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, they were overcome. Falling to the ground at his feet, they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure boxes. Their treasure boxes. Full of gifts, and presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And you know what? Those were not cheap gifts. They was not at the bottom of the barrel. They opened up their treasure chest, and they gave their best. And you know what? God has not changed. He has not changed. They fell on their knees and they worshiped him. I don't know. It doesn't say how many wise men there was. But they all fell on their knees and they worshiped him. And when we come and we give, you know what? God gave me a vision. I hadn't shared it with many people. But I guess about a month ago, the Lord gave me a vision that the stage and these steps were full of money, full of checks that people had come to worship God with. And then I saw these altars, these steps full of people on their faces praising God. That's what giving's all about. He don't want you to give grudgingly, but He wants you to give with a cheerful heart so He can cheerfully open up His arms and open up the heavens and pour blessings out on you. You don't have room enough to receive. Glory to God. And the Lord said to tell you this morning, there's breakthrough. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. And God says there's breakthroughs that some of you have been waiting for and been needing. But God says this year is your year. And it's not going to be deep into the year, but at the beginning of the year, you're going to see breakthrough. Glory to God. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you sent your only Son for us. You made him poor so that we could become rich. And Lord, I thank you that you don't make us rich so that we can just be rich. But God, you make us rich so that we can further the kingdom. And I thank you, God, this kingdom is furthered. We thank you, Lord God, that revival and holiness is on the way. That people are going to fall on their faces and their knees and they're going to say, this is the day that you have made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I thank you Thank God for our president. Lord, I pray the anointing of the Holy Ghost and fire is up on him, Lord God. When he opens his mouth, I ask you, Lord God, to fill it. Lord, give him wisdom. Give him the mind of Christ, the wisdom of God. Cause what his hands to touch to prosper. Rebuke the devourer for his sake. Every tongue that would accuse him falsely, God, he will show him to be in the wrong in the name of Jesus. That the anointing breaks the yoke. And I thank you that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on him. I call our nation saved. I call our nation filled with the Holy Ghost. I call our nation serving you, Lord. I thank you, God, for a spiritual awakening, Lord. I thank you, God, that this is the year that we have 2020 vision, that God's scales will fall off of eyes and minds. I don't care if they're Democrats or Republicans or what they are, but God, you'll cause the scales to fall off their eyes and minds. I thank you, God, that the United States and this church, we are blessed.
Yes.
We are blessed mentally, physically, financially, every area of our lives, Lord. We are blessed, and we thank you, God, for the seed to sow. We love you, and we praise you, and we thank you that the anointing's on that giving. In Jesus' name, come and give.
The enemy's been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. The enemy's been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make your praises loud. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Shout out to God with a voice of praise.
God's a whole lot better than elsewhere, anywhere else. Amen. All of you agree with me that? Anybody been with me, been elsewhere? God's better. One day with God is worth a thousand of them. Amen. Praise God.
Better is one day.
Better is one day.
Better is one day. Better is one thousand elsewhere. Thousand elsewhere.
surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You means all of you. Praise God, everybody. All right, let's jump up and give our praise to Him. Glory. Amen. Woo! I'd rather be here in Holland Hay today, hadn't y'all? Glory to God. Thank you, Mike. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, you're the best in Jesus' name.
You're the best in Jesus' name.
We appreciate all my visitors and those of you that, praise God, are here. We love you so much. Oh, I need to read that. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, may everything we say and do bring you glory. Lord, we ask for your anointing. We believe we receive your anointing. Lord, to speak your word with authority and with accuracy. And Lord God, that you will ride on the wings of every word. And then when the word hits our heart and our minds, it will bring forth a tremendous harvest of breakthrough and blessing and deliverance. No more chains. No more chains. We are free and free indeed. So Lord God, I thank you for that. We read it in your word. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Amen. In Isaiah 55, it says in verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. There's some truth to that now. You need to listen to it. Amen? Praise be to God. Let the wicked forsake his way, the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Could somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
I'm so glad that's in the Bible. What about y'all? Amen? Praise God. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither. I love King James, don't you? But watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it might give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing where I send it. Look to your neighbor and say, the word's working for me. For you shall go out with joy. I like that. And be led forth with peace. I like that too, don't y'all? I wish that were in the Bible. It's in there, isn't it? You got an expensive Bible there, haven't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn, come on now. Kick the back out of your choir robe. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Everybody say, I'm here to stay.
I'm here to stay.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
And I'm here to stay.
I'm
going to be blessed all the days of my life. I have broken through. Jesus broke through for me. Amen. Glory to God. We're blessed of the Lord, don't you think? Yeah, hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus forever and forever. How many were here last Sunday? Okay. Four of you. No, I'm kidding. We were all here that were here. But I asked Jay to share last week, and he did, and did a great job. And I knew the Lord had some things for him to say. We're gonna tag on to that here in just a moment. But Father, in the name of Jesus, as we share this morning, I ask, Lord God, that your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, pierce our thoughts and our minds and our hearts and bring us into a place of clear vision in this year. That, Lord, it's your Word and nothing else. It's your Word and that the Word is truth. And that's what we're after. And the Word tells us we must worship you in spirit and in truth. So we have to know the Word of God and stand on the Word, know who we are. We thank you for doing that for us, Lord God. Now, Father, as we proceed on, as the Holy Spirit leads us, I'm asking for your anointing, Lord God. I thank you for it, that we receive it, not only to share it, but to hear it, and then to walk it out. And, Lord, I thank you for these wonderful people, Lord God, that hear the Word and do the Word. And their life is a manifestation of your glory. So, Lord, we give you all the praise for this in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. 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 Caleb, God's got a word for you. The Lord says this. This may sound a little strange, but you'll get it. Deuteronomy says, I put before you today life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that you and your seed shall live. What the Lord is saying, there's going to be opportunity. It's going to all look good. But I see in the middle of that opportunity a light right in the center. And that's what you're to choose. And you've done that. But this is days ahead. Continue to choose the light, and you'll be blessed beyond your wildest dreams. Whew. Hallelujah. I'll take that myself. Yes. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, the Lord's good. All the time. New year. Happy New Year. Happy New Decade. Wow, we're starting a whole run of 10 years here, the 20s. How many thought you'd never see 2020? We probably didn't deserve it, but we got here. Glory to God. Amen. So we're going to take advantage of it, right? I'm going to tell you something good. Sun came up this morning and the tomb's empty. Amen. What more do we need? And you, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, you're a child of the King. Glory be to God. You are somebody going somewhere to happen. Amen. Let's get rid of beggar clothes. We're not looking for handouts. We're handing it out because we got it. Our treasuries are full. Our barns are full. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you're stuck in a rut, I've been there before, stuck in a rut and your circumstances don't look so good, you can change it. I can change it. It's going to take some effort. And as Judy said this morning, you got to, I think it was Judy, said, stir up the Holy Ghost within us. You got to make a plan. You got to say, today is my day. I'm going to step out for God. I'm leaving everything else behind. Nothing else works anyway. What have I got to lose? I'm speaking to my spiritual life, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally. Jesus wants you to be at the top. He wants you to have a harvest. He wants you to be blessed coming in and going out. Amen? Glory be to God. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. Better is one day with him than 1,000 elsewhere. I'm not going back to elsewhere. It's worse than Tucumcari. Only two people here have been to Tucumcari. No, Larry's been there, I think. And then none of them's gone back, so I guess. Do not put that on a destination for a vacation trip, I guess. But anyway, a new year, a new decade, a year of clear vision. 2020, a year of clear vision. Last week, Jay was sharing, and the message was very, very good, and it just tailed right into what the Lord had been dealing with me. And push up my teeth. But anyway, Jerry, you got that prophecy? So if you come on up here, partner. And we were talking last Sunday after church about, Jerry said the Lord gave him a word. I said, man, we need to read that because it just fits right in. Are you excited about 2020? Yeah. If I smile big, I'm excited. Yeah. Instead of saying, I'm excited. Because I'm telling you something. God ain't our problem in 2020. Amen. He's our answer. Yeah. He's our one that goes over. Yeah. He's the one that breaks the walls down. Yeah. He's the one that causes you to leap over a wall and run with the troop. I like to say that backwards, but that wouldn't be good. But anyway, God is the one. And he's with you. He's for you. He's not against you. Jerry?
Amen. Praise God. I got a word for Virgil and Julie, if I can.
Yes, sir. Obey the Lord.
The Lord said he's opening up this year and soon a path of entrance into the presence of God.
Amen.
He said, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you're having dreams and visions. I mean open visions when you're wide awake, not
right.
Not going, I'm talking just boom, in the presence.
Right. Right.
He said, press in. It's coming.
Amen. Year.
Wow.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And something else, if I may.
Yes, Yes, sir.
When you were talking about the peace of God a minute ago, did you know in Colossians 3:15 it says, "And let the peace of God rule in your heart"?
Yep.
I'm studying it out. The word "rule" means to umpire. Amen. Let the word of God umpire in your heart.
That's right.
To lead it.
Yeah.
To control it.
All right.
I thought that was cool because I had just studied it out this week.
Yeah.
That about
how many
peace.
Knows what an umpire does? All right. Glory to God.
And so if it doesn't feel right, if it don't give you peace, don't do it.
That's right.
Amen.
You make the call.
So I thought that was neat that they...
That's very neat. About,
you know, that's just how God is. Amen.
Yeah.
Jay was ministering last week, and I was paying attention, Jay. I was. But the Lord was downloading as you were downloading. So... And the Lord said that to His word for 2020 is for all of us. I thought it might just be for me last week, but He said it was for the whole church, which includes me. Amen.
Yes.
He said, "My people, prepare your hearts for a new move of My Spirit. Prepare for a fresh move of the power of My Spirit, a fresh baptism of fire." And I like how He prefaced this. He said, "Not a fire of trial."
Right.
You know, sometimes we're tried by fire.
Right. Right.
He said, "This is not a trial by fire, but a new wave of My glory fire."
Amen.
"That will become a fire burning in your spirit that will make you shine for Me, saith the Lord of glory. So remove the basket from your head." He said, "No man lights a candle and puts it under a bushel."
That's right.
Right? And right. The word bushel is basket.
Right.
He said, "So remove the basket from your head and burn in this baptism of fire. Shine bright in My power and in My love, saith the Lord of hosts."
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Awesome word.
So that's for us. We got to shine.
That's right.
We got to get into this baptism of fire. Well, yep. That means we'll be burning for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Burning for His Spirit, burning for His love, burning for His power.
That's right.
Just on fire. And you know what brings people out quicker than anything? A fire.
That's true.
So if we want people to show up,
that's
like
right.
That
you're
fire
right.
Of the Holy Ghost,
right.
Once it starts burning in all
yeah.
of us,
yeah.
we'll draw people.
Yeah.
We lit a fire in our field one time, burning our field. We had the fire department and about 40 people show up to see what was burning. So if you want God to show up,
that's right.
Show
it's
out, burn. Start burning.
Amen.
Start burning. If
that's
we want
right.
people here, start burning.
Amen.
Start burning at work.
That's
start
a word
burning at Walmart. Start burning
right.
in the mall. Start yep. burning everywhere yep. you
right.
go, you shine.
Right. Right.
For the power
right.
of God.
Right.
Just what His word just told us.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise Amen.
God.
Thank you, Jerry. Praise God. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Woo! Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. This came up a while ago, and then when Jerry was sharing that, came up again, and Lord says for us to, this is an individual thing, but we can be having a really, really good time, but there's still some areas in our life that's barren. It's not producing. It's not up to where it should be. Amen? You know what I'm talking about? And so it could be your health. It could be anything. But anyway, see y'all. Love you a bunch. Come back to see us. Anyway, begin in the name of Jesus to declare, decree God's promises over that barren spots in your land.
Yeah.
Maybe your job. It could be a myriad of things. But you speak to those things. Because we just read it in Isaiah 55. God's word will not return void. If you'll stand on the word and consistently put it out there and get your faith involved with it more and more and more, consistently speak God, it will change your circumstances. It'll change your life. It'll change your world. Amen? In every area of life. God wants us to be whole. Not fragmented, but to be whole. Well, I'm good here, but I'm weak there. No, it's to be good everywhere. Amen? Praise God. I'm not barren. Are y'all? No, we're not barren. We're fruitful, glory be to God, because He makes us that way. Well, last week, Jay shared a lot of things, and he talked about advancing. He talked about vision. And he says, one thing he said was, we cannot advance if we have no vision or direction. If you don't know where to go, how are you going to advance toward anything? Right? So how are we going to know these things? By praying, by studying, by just being with God, and let His Word lead, be the lamp to your feet, right? So let's advance and have a vision and a direction. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there's no vision, the people perish. Perishing is not God's will for you. Abundance, increase, advancement is God's will. We must, Jay went on to say, by the Holy Spirit, to look up. You know, I've noticed that if you're walking looking down, you run into things. I have a wonderful habit of looking down, walking around the house, looking for something and run into something. Have y'all ever done that?
Yes.
Maybe I'm the only one, but anyway. But if we look up, we cannot see the fields white to harvest unless we... Jesus said, look up to the fields. They're white now unto harvest. When?
Now.
What time are we living? We only live in the now. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow ain't got here yet. It's always now.
Amen.
The fields are white now. Look up. Look up. It's always that opportunity, always that day to look up and to go forward and to advance for God. We must look up. We must have a vision and a direction. And this is the scriptures, John 4:35. Jesus said, say not there are 4 months and then comes the harvest. You know, we are notorious. Well, let's do our planner and in 6 months we're going to do this. Jesus said, let me plan your day for you. That don't mean you shouldn't have a plan, but he said, let me plan your day for you. Now is your day. The fields are white. What I want to get accomplished can be accomplished today if you'll see it and enter into it. Amen? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. I don't think we look up enough. We all got our head down into ourselves and what we need to do and this and that, which is proper. You need to do that. But we need to look up. There's some people out there in this world. There's some things to do for God. Amen? Hallelujah. Look on the fields, for they are white already, it says, to harvest. Well, I just didn't know. Yeah, well, we need to look up. Habakkuk 2. I'm going to need this in the Message Bible. Karen, can we go there? Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 in the Message. It's a very, very great way. King James says, write down the vision, make it plain. So that when you read it, you can read it plain and keep running, keep going, keep moving. Okay? We remember that scripture? We're getting to Habakkuk chapter 2, 1. What's God going to say? Is this in the Message? Yes. Going to say to my questions, I embrace for the worst. I'll climb to the lookout tower and scan the horizon. I'll wait to see what God says, how He'll answer my complaint. That sounds like me sometimes. Now, this is what it says. And then God answered. Write this down. That's a good place to start. You think you remember things, but you won't. I don't care how profound it was in church. I won't ever forget that. Sometimes you will. Now, there are special times you don't forget that forever. But as a average, you will. Write this down. Write what you see. Well, I see my feet. Well, that's because I'm looking down. Write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Everybody say run.
Run.
I'm telling you, our days of marching in order are over. Now, I never was in the military, but I've seen it on TV. I'm glad I wasn't in the military. Sergeant back there, you'll be glad too. Just marching is one thing. But when they say, I don't know what the command is, but they pick it up and they start running. I'm going to tell you something. If I was the enemy and I was watching this army coming toward me and they're just marching, that's one idea. But when they start running toward me, I'm fixing to boogie out of town. Amen? It's time we got to start running. We're going to be busy this year. It's time to be running. Everybody say, I'm ready to run.
I'm ready to run.
Okay. Mike, where's Mike Holloway? Mike, you still here? He's out there. He and I have decided we're ready to cut grass already. Hallelujah. Now, this group up here doesn't say that, but anyway, we did. But anyway, write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run. Verse 3, listen up now. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. The promises of God can hardly wait to come into your life. They're waking. They just can't wait to get here to your life. It can hardly wait. And it doesn't. Now, this is in the Bible. And it doesn't lie. If it seems slow in coming, wait. It's on the way. It will come right on time. Everybody say, I got it in Jesus' name. Right on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is awesome. Awesome. The next point I wanted to just add was, don't give up on your life of faith. Sometimes we've been doing this for a long time. You say, boy, this is, I don't know if this is really working. We just read this scripture. Don't give up. Just wait. Look at your neighbor and say, just wait. Now, that's, we got to do this. Just wait. All you husbands that your wife wants you to pull out in traffic because she's in a hurry, just wait. 5 seconds and the car will be by. Just wait. It can't wait to get here. It's, woo! Glory to God, your life is just full of promises coming your way when our faith is released on them. Just wait, believe them. They're coming. They can't wait to get here. It's God's will for you to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't give up on your faith walk. We get tempted with that. The devil, he gets you tired. We go through some valleys. We go through some mountaintop. We go through life. Life is not fair, but we go through it in victory. Amen? Amen? We go through. There's some great times in store for all of us. We go through them. Don't give up on your faith. It'll work. It'll work what? It'll work miracles. Amen. There's a room full of miracles in here today. Amen? Look up. Know where you've been and who's with you. Look up. Look around you. Know where you've been. Who's with you? Faith worked okay for Abraham. Don't you think? He got a son out of the deal. He became rich. We still talk about it today, about 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 years ago. Amen. It worked good for him. Faith worked for Abraham. Faith worked for Isaac. Faith worked for Jacob. Faith worked for Solomon. Faith worked for David. Amen. He ran toward the giant. You come to me with a rod and a spear. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Choose your weapon. Let me say, choose your weapon. You're going to do it with man's, what your strength is. You're going to do it with God's strength. We got some things out in this world. We all got giants in front of us. How are we going to overcome them? With our own weapons? Our own strength? No, we've tried it and we got defeated every time and crushed. But go like this. In the name of the Lord, in the Spirit of the Lord, I come before my giant. And I cut your head off in the name of Jesus. And you're under my feet. Jesus has already stomped you. Jesus already defeated you. Jesus already delivered me from you. Amen? Amen. Quit fooling around with the devil. You are who you are. You are the victorious one. Glory to God. I ain't got but a slingshot. That's all it takes. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Faith worked okay for them. Worked okay for Solomon. He's the richest man ever lived. Worked okay for Joseph and Mary. Yeah, Christmas. Worked okay for Peter, James, and John, Paul, Silas, Timothy, all those heroes of faith. Worked good for them. It didn't work good for Jesus, of all people. How would Jesus do this? By faith. He knew what the Father said, and he did it. He spoke it. He walked it out. Right? Am I preaching okay? Well, how, if he did it like that, how am I supposed to do it? This is the question. I wish I knew what to do. Well, what did Jesus do? That's what we do. We follow him. Amen? Jesus, which is, which was, and he's coming back. Aren't you glad? Let's look at this just a glance. Let's look at the book of Revelation. You've all been there probably. It's the last book in the Bible. And the last, we win. If you had a suspicion that we're going to be defeated, just get rid of it. Because the book says we win. The book of life says we win. It's already been done in God's eyes. It's already done. Let's just look to Revelation, to the book of Revelation. And the revelation is about Jesus, not a John. Jesus. This is what your faith vision will produce. Your faith will produce in the end of time. When is that? Probably a long time. But it will produce ultimate victory in God. You'll be with Him on the white horses. You'll be with Him in the New Jerusalem. You'll be ruling and reigning on the earth for eternity and eternity. That's what your faith will do for you. So you think you want to give up on it now? No! Not going to give up. We've come too far. I think back at the victories we've had. I look at all these wonderful people that's around me and with us today. Amen? And there's many, many more. So praise God. Why do I want to give up now? I know I'm reading all the mail because the devil tells me that pretty regularly. Well, you might as well quit, son. Go back and do something else. No. That's a lie. Everybody say, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
What the devil tells you is a lie. It cannot be the truth. God's word is truth. Has some wonderful things to say about you. Jay went on to say about some things about we must advance, speed up. It's time to start running toward the enemy. Be on the offense instead of just waiting until something bad happens, then release your faith. Release your faith while things are good. Yeah. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Amen? There are times that things are so bad and you're hurting so bad, you don't have faith enough to believe for yourself. That's when you got me. That's when we got each other. Yeah. That's when we got the Word of God. That's when Jesus is Jesus and shows up and just healed you all over. Babe. Woo! Praise the God. Be on the offense. Don't sit around and let the devil do something goofy to you. Do something goofy to him. Cast him out. No more marching but running. Time to pick up the pace. The vision's clear. Run your race with love, faith, and joy. I got to do that. I got to keep the nursery next Sunday. That's just, I'm sorry I picked on everybody, but anyway, I got to keep the nursery. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to come tonight. We're going to all them churches here. I don't want to go to that. Really? I want a great ministry. I want a pulpit. But I don't want to keep the nursery. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Well, could I give you a little bit of advice from a guy that's been in the ministry for 40 years? You'll never have a ministry unless you're willing to do those things. Jesus is still washing feet today. Boy, it got quiet in this place, Emerald. All the air just left the room. So, be willing. Be willing to serve Jesus, the King of the universe. Washed those nasty guys' feet and said, unless I do, Peter, you won't be clean all over. He washed you and He washed me totally clean. He delivered me from being on this earth contaminated by it. We must advance. Faith Outreach, this is January the 5th. What year is it? I forget. 2020. I have perfect vision, 2020. I want to announce to you as your pastor this morning that we are poised, we are positioned for victory. Great victory. I said we're poised for victory. For increase, for blessings, for harvest, for healing, for wholeness. We are poised for great victory in every area of our life. Hallelujah. Speak to your property. Speak to your house, where your house lives. Speak all around you, especially in Crawford. Speak to that ground. Nothing about you two is barren. God is your increase. And that's for all of us. We have seed in the ground, speaking as a church. We have seed in the ground. We got great seed in the ground, big seed. And we're continuing to plant. Hallelujah. How am I going to get something if I don't plant a garden? What if I don't plant, I can't get it back. Isn't that right?
Right.
As long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As long as last time I looked, the earth's still here.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's seed time and harvest time. That's how this works. You got seed in the ground. Church has got seed in the ground. We're positioned for ultimate great victories in every area of our life. Okay, now, I want to... let's see, Cameron, could you go to the Song of Solomon? Song of Solomon. And I want to tell you, I was blessed by... two people that gave me this Bible. It's the Passion Bible. And it has New Testament. It has Psalms and Proverbs and the Song of Solomon. I would suggest you get you one and read the Song of Solomon and read all the footnotes. It's when you read it in King James, it gets a little different. But those words get cleared up when you understand through the footnotes and through the reading in this translation of who's speaking to who. Right? You got to know that. It's not just one person speaking here. Different characters in this song. It's called the Song of Songs. This is the greatest song that's ever been written. Okay? It's the greatest song, greatest love song that's ever been. You cannot improve on it because it's God. And you and me singing love songs back to one another. I'm telling you. We there yet? This is verse 1. Because I'm going to do, let's do 1:1. First verse. Please. The Song of Songs is Solomon's. Verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine. And see, when we hear that in our natural thinking mind, we're thinking sensually. It's not that. It's so much better than that. That's just the best way our English can describe it. How many remember your first kiss? Oh my God. Just four people. And they're only 21. You don't listen, husbands, you better get your hand in the air now. Hopefully your first kiss is the one you're living with. But it may not be. And that's perfectly fine. But there are things that happen that are so that just change everything. And it's only through that central realm that we can describe it because we don't have the words. But when we read it in the other translation, you'll get the understanding so much better. Let's do verse 3 now, please. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Now, talking to the king's kingdom, the shepherd king, and the Lord God Almighty King. But I want to read this in the Passion Bible. Are y'all with me? Okay. Verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1. And this is what the Passion Bible says. The most amazing song of all by King Solomon. The Shulamite. Now you got to know who that is. That's us. It has male, female. It's all speaking to us. This is the bride of Christ. Now, this is how we're supposed to act. This is the love that we're supposed to have for Him. And I want to tell you, when you start reading the love He has for you, my. No wonder we read that a while ago. It said, these vision promises are aching. Can't wait to get to you. And this is verse 2, okay? And these two first words are very, very, very important. And we're not going to get into this deep because this is, I have to say this to punctuate what's been said already. Verse 2 says, let him. Say this out loud. Let him. That's talking about Jesus. Talking about God. Let him smother me with kisses. Now the word kisses there is the breath that God did to Adam and brought him to life. God's not going to come and pick you on the cheek. He wants you to come to life. He said, let him. Key to that is this. You want all these other things. Well, let me just read them. Smother me with kisses, his spirit kiss divine. So kind are your caresses. And there's meanings for all these words. I drink them in like sweetest wine. Your presence releases a fragrance so pleasing. It goes on and on and on. But the key to this all is those first two words. Let him. You can't generate this by yourself. Because we can only love to the amount that we know how. But he loves us in a way your mind, your body, your spirit cannot comprehend. So I want to get to the point this year. That my love walk with him is so much greater than it's ever been. That we got something going on. It ain't me and Miss Jones either. Some of you remember that song. I'm glad Miss Jones is not here. Oh, Miss Jones here? It's you and Jesus. It's you and God. Holy Spirit, it's you and God. He loves you so much. He's not going to let anything hurt you. You're going to rise up above this. Amen? He's there. He is your groom. He is your husband. We're his bride. And we men have a hard time overcoming that, but you got to receive that by the Spirit. This is the key. You got to let him. Jesus, I let you love me any way and every way you can, and I love you back. You're the bridegroom. I'm the bride. You take care of me. We're one. Okay? Now, everything we've declared, everything we believe for this coming year, which is based on the Word of God, it's not going to work unless you let him. Get your naughty head out of the way, your pride, your opinion. Your earthly nature, your natural thinking, just get it out of the way. And let him do it. Let him do it. Can we say it out loud? Let him.
Let him.
One more time.
Let him.
Now still like this.
I'm going to.
Let him.
Let him.
In 2020.
I'm getting out of God's way.
And he said about time. Don't you think God's smarter than you are?
Amen.
That don't mean you go home, get in the bed, and stick your head under the covers, and everything's going to be all right. No, it's just going to get worse if you do that. You got to know. A relationship takes both parties. Giving, receiving. Amen?
Amen.
But I would strongly suggest, as soon as you can, get you one of these Bibles and read the Song of Solomon, the song of all songs. I started reading it and I could not put it down. And the footnotes are absolutely astounding. It'll open your eyes. Y'all act like y'all ready to go home? You're putting your Bible up? Let's turn to. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, about that time, ain't it? We don't stop. We'll be here for the night. I love you. 2019 was great with all its challenges. Everything's okay. May not be the same, but they're okay. 2020, check it off. Let's don't give up on God in 2020. Don't give up on your faith in 2020. Don't say to heck with this. No, praise God, I'm going to get on fire more than I ever have in my life. And I'm going to fall in love with Jesus all over again. I'm going to read Song of Solomon and just experience what it's talking about there. What a relationship. One part in the Song of Solomon in there, it says, when we're struggling, in fact, he gives direction, you need to do this, this. And it looks sort of hard. And the next thing he says is, I'll help you. God said he'll help you. He'll help you get your homework up. He'll help you with the task. He'll help you with anything and everything you got. If he'll wash your feet, let's all stand, please. Please come back tonight. And let's break bread with our brothers and sisters. I know it'll be pleasing to God. And by the way, I'm teaching on praise and worship tonight, so you can come to my class or you can go to another. I didn't write the program, so they're doing one on marriage. So if you go, you know what everybody's going to think? Oh my God, I never thought they'd have trouble. Get that out of your mind. Let me tell you something. If you've been married over 30 minutes, there's always something you can learn. Okay? Okay. Well, they're just going to learn something. Well, hey, I get it. But anyway, God is good. And I love you guys with all my heart. Ann does too. We want nothing but good for you. And we're going to do our best to help you get where God wants you to be. Amen? Father, dismiss us now in the power of your Spirit, the knowledge of your Word. And Lord Jesus, bridegroom, come quickly. Manifest your glory on this earth. This old world, Lord, is getting real heavy. It needs the light. It needs the fire. It needs the glory. It needs the love and the healing of all the nations and of the earth itself. Lord God, you tell us in the Word that you took just a little bit of water, put it in your hand, and measured out the whole oceans. As old song says, you have the world in the palm of your hand. That's how big you are. And you know every hair on my head. That's how big you are. So Lord, right now, I'm asking everyone to join with me that I dedicate this year to you. And I'm going to let you be the Lord of my life. And something good is going to happen. Can we do that? Let's agree then. Say, I agree. In Jesus' name, I dedicate this year to the Lord. 2020 is our year together. Father, dismiss us now in the power of your Spirit and the knowledge of your Word. And Lord God, I thank you. Like Joshua and Caleb, we are well able to go and to possess this land. We are well able to go into 2020 and to take over, to walk in the promises in the name of Jesus. Father, you have a spirit within us that's greater than any spirit that's ever been. Greater is he than us and he's in this world. We didn't come to this world. We're not going around this world just to take sides. We come to take over because the love of God is so strong. Doesn't want anyone to miss heaven. So Lord, dismiss us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Tell somebody love them before you go. Be sure and speak to any and all of our visitors. Glory to God.